A lot of people, it's just, there's this resurgence of love for him, which is great.
Someone just realized, isn't Brendan Fraser great?
Yeah!
And then just this snowball of like, he's the best. Brendan Fraser's amazing.
I hope that this inspires some other actors and actresses to come back and to rekindle, you know, that acting fire like our favorite.
Like our pal Rick Moran.
Yep, that's exactly who I was thinking of.
He's dead.
Oh.
At least he was when I drove away.
Yeah, exactly.
Rick Moranis would be great. If he were still alive, John Candy would be great. And I say that as a segment into this episode right here. Welcome back into the Radcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am Steven.
I'm Christmas.
And I'm Matt. That is Matt.
Yeah.
Sorry, again, last week we didn't have a new episode. If you listened to our re-release of A Christmas Story 2 that we did for Sucktastic Cinema. First of all, you heard us lambast it with our dear friends, Jake Veelwald and Jeff Wright. Again, you heard me at the top apologize because we were about an hour and 15 minutes into recording a new Christmas episode, and my computer died. So this week, I have my charger because we are on location here at Casa de Weed, which is not a dispensary
in Baldwin, Missouri.
And I mentioned John Candy because, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
I mentioned John Candy because it's been since our John Candy episode, we've had this grouping of guests.
That's been a long time.
We were in this location. We had these two guests on who we'll get here in just a moment. And we talked about...
Who you've already heard, probably. Fine.
Yes. And we talked about our man, John Candy.
Yeah.
We mentioned Rick Moranis, who we want to come back. Please, Rick Moranis, I know you don't really listen to anything in media except us, but please come back. Come back, Rick. We need more Anis.
Yeah.
We just Hollywood needs Anis. Hollywood needs more Anis. Please.
So let's get some
back. Let's get some boots to the ground. It's a hashtag more Anis, please.
Yeah, exactly.
At Casa de Weed.
Casa de Weed wants
more Anis.
I've been
telling my wife that for years.
Rick more Anis.
Rick more Anis. Rick more Anis.
Enough chicanery. It's Christmas time. Christmas time is not the time for silliness. It's the time for the Radcast.
It's serious.
We are here with a new Radcast, and we are tackling a subject that we did, and I feel like we did very well in October, where we pretty much tried to, in under 2 hours, siphon down what Halloween nostalgia is to us with our very good friend and longtime podcast guest, Jeremy Weed.
Which I think we did very well.
I think we did a very good job and still had more we could touch on, so that's why today's topic, Christmas nostalgia. There's so much meat on those bones. For me, much more than with Halloween.
Sure.
So that's why not only is Jeremy back, who again we'll get with him proper in just a second, we also reeled in his wonderful wife, another dear friend of ours. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy and Jess Weed are back on the show.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Yes.
We heard Jess last on the A League of Their Own episode, which was a fantastic episode.
Is personally, I love our episodes, and I have so many superlatives I can say for them. Me, that was a beautiful episode.
Yes.
It was. I enjoyed that one so much.
Oh, yeah.
We could have kept going for another three hours.
Oh, yeah, honestly.
Exactly. Very easily.
Because we would say something, and I would look at the recording, and we were like an hour 20 in, and we would say something, but then like we'd start going down another avenue that was totally pertinent to what we were talking about and totally added to the conversation. Yeah. But it's like... like we all love that movie so much that we could have, like Jess said, it could have been a two-parter. I think Matt even said that in the episode. It could have been a two-parter.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of these days we might revisit it. I don't know. But we're celebrating 30.
We'll see.
Whatever.
I mean, I'm wondering about tonight. Tonight could be a 2 and a 3 and 4 part. There's so much to talk about with Christmas.
Exactly. Especially Christmas traditions and nostalgia and all that
so
stuff.
So broad. Like, again, if you heard us talk about Halloween, we were, again, an hour. That episode is an hour and 40 minutes long, cut down from like a 2 hour recording.
Yeah. Wow.
So like I didn't really cut a whole lot. So don't worry, Jeremy.
Wipe that look off your face.
That makes me mad.
I'm sorry.
No, it was probably more of like
we just cut out your parts.
Just the ones
exactly.
Only the parts where you were breathing and talking.
There was 5 minutes of dead air, like every now and then.
Yeah.
But I actually only cut out maybe like 10 minutes, just because I usually start recording beforehand. Right. Either way, it's a lot to chew on, and that's with something that's a tad more niche with Halloween. Mm-hmm. When you get 4 people who love Christmas and who are nostalgic about Christmas so much. I don't even know I don't know how long we're going to go. However, we're going to get some good stuff, because we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
This is what we would consider a Radcast ramble, Jess, which is essentially just us shooting the breeze. But Matt,
typical Friday night.
With all that to say, welcome to part one.
No. Yeah, exactly. We'll see. We may reach be really into this and like be an hour and 40 in, and it was like, let's see if we can make this 2 parts. We'll see. You all will see the final result and see what comes of that.
Yep.
But Matt, you and I, it was just only a few days ago, we wanted Jess to join us, myself, you, and Jeremy. And you and I came to the realization today, and Jess, I don't know if you knew this, but something special is also about this episode that she knows now already.
She knows
already.
Exactly.
Lady,
she knows exactly what she's
Cinco
doing.
De Mayo.
Yeah, happy May, everybody.
Listen, it's been since...
Happy birthday.
How apropos.
What a neat thing to happen to a guy like me.
Frosty the Snowblower. What a
great
guy.
So it's been since 2020 when we inducted somebody into our prestigious Radcast 5-Timers Club. Zach Matthews, shout out to Zach, who we'll have on... No.
Zach's not even a 5-timer.
No, it was October 2020 when we inducted Jeff into. So Jeff Wright. So Zach, I think it's because Zach is always on my mind, and we will have him on. So he is in the 5-timers. So for the first time in 2 years, making her introduction into the Radcast 5-timers club.
Joining her husband.
The first couple.
Using his toothbrush.
Jess, welcome to the Radcast 5-Timers Club.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Oh my gosh, I feel honored.
I
lost my voice just.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. If you hear,
to
please
record this
episode,
you're welcome.
Speech.
You know, it took a lot of time to get here. A lot of episodes, 5 total.
Yeah, 5 over the course of 3 years.
I thought you meant it took a long time
the
to get
child
here.
She doesn't smoke a lot.
Mentioned a check.
I thought you meant it is a
long. Sorry, I'm just wrapping all the Christmas movies in here.
Of course,
wrapping.
You said it took
a lot to get here. I thought you meant from the kitchen to this table.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah. Jess is a teacher.
That's true.
Jess has been very busy this week, and she is a teacher, so she may be losing her voice. So thank you for sticking with us. She will jump in wherever she would like.
Yeah.
But if she sounds a little hoarse, it's the horse sense.
It's the horse sense.
It's because she's losing her voice. But Jess, thank you so much.
Yes.
Ever since summer 2019 to now, we've talked about not just A League of Their Own, but movie scores,
John Candy.
Heavyweights, and this.
Christmas.
I almost was like
Christmas.
What's the fifth one?
All my favorite never foods.
All my favorite never foods.
So thank you for being a part of the patchwork of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you for being a friend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen.
We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Raise your glasses to Jess joining the
5-timers
club. Thank you. Cheers. We'll get a picture with you after this so I can make the graphic for it. But let's step into Christmas, as the great Elton John said. So with something this hefty, the only thing I can
talk about Santa.
Yeah, exactly. Jeremy, I forgot you were here.
Sorry, I chimed in.
You know what? I'll throw it to you first.
He was in the kitchen. He just popped his head in. Talking about Santa?
Hello?
Somebody talking about Santa out here?
Cookie in his mouth?
Somebody said hefty. Hello, everybody.
So Michael Klump.
Yeah, Michael Klump.
So Jeremy, I'll actually start with you. So the first place that we can really start with this, and it's essentially where we started with October, where does Christmas really start with you as far as tradition goes, or when you were a kid, or like what's
December 25th.
Yeah. All right. From December 25th to January 8th, Elvis' birthday.
Good answer.
No. Yeah. So I've always loved Christmas. I know that most people do, but I've always been a kid that has kind of been probably celebrating it at inappropriate times throughout the year.
Right.
My dad was very staunch, like, no, we don't do it until December.
Right.
And it was funny, like, we had Christmas tapes and Christmas music, and that we were not allowed to, like, well, I shouldn't say not allowed, but it was frowned upon to put something that's Christmas on TV or watch it.
Really?
Until the appropriate time. Yeah, like you were not, like, if you put it on, my dad would be like, what are you watching this for? Not in a mean way, but like,
sure,
it's early, like, it's not save even it for
December
the,
yet.
So,
yeah.
I mean, in a way, all those specials and all of the, you know, for Halloween and Thanksgiving, Christmas, all those specials that we would watch, they were reserved for that time of year. So it was like, we really would only watch them in a month span. So like, if you watch Rudolph one time, 1 year, like, well, you missed it in December, so you don't get to watch it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it really was kind of like a perennial thing, almost like watching it on TV or catching it on TV. So it was like kind of like it really was special until I made it not special and started watching it when he wasn't home.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Like
hiding it up in my closet.
I would literally do like Christmas in July.
How most kids would sneak like. Keep like Playboys hidden.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Not Jeremy. Not my guy.
Stash of the Grinch.
Oh. you keep that FHE tape of Rudolph for Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah,
those Rankin bands. Jeremy, not
us yet. It's like,
put it away, son.
Yeah, mom's like, Jeffrey, can you come here, please? And Jeremy's like sitting, like arms folded in the couch, like, I caught Jeremy watching Frosty the Snowman, and it's July. He's like, Jer, it's July.
It's July.
Bend over,
Jer. I'm imagining Christopher Walken coming in. Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
Jeremy.
You can't do it now.
What are you doing?
Sorry, that was not. Yeah. That was more like Jimmy Stewart.
What are you doing, Jeremy? You can't do it. What are you doing? It's not Christmas yet.
Yeah. What do you think you're doing? You're watching Frosty in August.
That's pretty good right there. There you go.
I went
That's
in cold
it.
With that
was
one.
It. That was good.
It's
no,
it,
you know what's funny?
It's
my mom would almost my mom would almost aid in a bed.
Oh, really?
A bet.
Yeah.
She would agree. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I feel like a little bit of Christmas in July, too.
She'd do a little shimmy.
Kimberla. Yeah, she actually would get the itch. And it's funny, like, as I've gotten older, when we first had kids, we would let them watch all of their all the Christmas stuff, just whenever.
Yeah.
But I don't. Which is fine.
Yeah.
But I also am kind of like, you know what? It is kind of special, though, if you do kind of reserve it. So I do kind of try to reel it back.
Yeah.
But by reeling it back, it's like November is when we reel it back. Jess and I have kind of steadily started decorating Christmas earlier and earlier.
Yeah. Because you realize, especially with the movies, like it's what's a stinky feeling is when you get to like, when you get to like December 23rd and you're like, I haven't watched this yet. I haven't watched this yet.
You feel like you're missing something.
Yeah. Because your lives are so busy.
For sure.
If you don't start it early, you may not even watch it.
Right. Right. And and I think that's kind of, it is almost like I want to expose my kids to the things that I've talked many times on the podcast about, like, just wanting them to experience a lot of the things I experienced as a kid. Just because, I mean, there's a history to it and there's an appreciation for it. And who knows, they may like end up loving that kind of thing and just like, I don't know, may become an interest or something. I don't know. You never know what your kids latch onto. So I think it's really.
Well, you know, it makes me thankful as his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about those things because I really like Christmas. It's important to me. I like decorating. I don't like, you know, spending half of my paychecks on Christmas stuff every year. But, you know, I really, really enjoy decorating our house for the holidays and making it feel cozy and nostalgic and not cold, or like I walked into a Macy's or a Pottery Barn. Yeah. And although those are really beautiful, I like the messiness of our kids, and yeah. I like their handmade ornaments. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful to be married to somebody yeah. who also enjoys that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
it makes, you know, it makes Christmas so special yeah, when it's personal. Your own and when yeah. it's yeah. personal. Yeah. And when you have somebody more who intimate. Shares in it the same way mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. you do.
Yeah.
I know we have friends who the spouses don't necessarily agree, or one has a different style, or one mm-hmm. doesn't want to decorate at all, mm-hmm. or one overspends, one underspends, whatever. And so being on the same page about Christmas makes me thankful.
Of course.
And our kids really, really enjoy it too. It's a yeah. magical season for us. Mm-hmm. We really do it up with hot cocoa and yeah. sipping tea, yes. and we have Christmas dishes yeah. that yes. we get out, and it's so yeah. fun.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I like to take some of the picture frames down off the wall, and I replace them with winter and Christmas pictures. So yeah. I don't have to buy yeah. new frames. Mm-hmm. All I do is change out the picture, and I, when we're done at the end of the year, I just slide the next picture in, and I put the other one behind yeah. it, and we do the same in the fall, and it's awesome. And mm-hmm. that way we're constantly seeing our kids from years past yeah. and we get to enjoy it all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll redo it all in January mm-hmm. yeah. and I'll get to see, you know, kind of our everyday mm-hmm. pictures yeah. then. It's
it,
so fun.
It captures yeah. those seasons, those like the memories from those seasons mm-hmm. past, because yeah. like I noticed like before we started, you've got your end table with like your nativity scene mm-hmm. and, yeah. and all the pictures of the kids. They're all Christmas themed, and yeah. they're ones like when Joshua and Jack were mm-hmm. younger, when Naomi was younger yeah. and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yep. oh, like these are all Christmas specific.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember when they were that small. I remember this is so, right. mm-hmm. so it kind of adds to that. It adds to your memories. You said it personalizes it. Like the yeah. kid, yeah. the ornaments the kids make, you can go through Hallmark ornaments.
Yeah.
One mm-hmm. annually, but you're always going to keep those.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, whenever we go to somebody's house that is just like, it's, you know, it's a really nice house and all of that. Like, I almost feel like it's a very sterile Christmas. Like, yes. it's like, oh gosh, like this is like what it would be like at the hospital, or like,
right.
I don't know, like maybe not the hospital, but it's just like, you feel like you can't touch anything.
Yeah.
You can't.
It doesn't
relax.
Feel lived in.
Yeah.
It just feels like a display at a department store.
Exactly.
Brings
yeah.
me to my first point.
Yes. No, yes. so, no, yeah. please.
No. Let's something roll. That I think more than anything for Christmas, maybe not more than anything, but one of my favorite things about it and that I remember the most is the coziness of it.
Of yeah. course.
The thing that I remember about Christmas growing up. So I lived in a house on Buckeye Street in Kokomo mm. that was small. It was a seven bedroom house. Or not seven bedroom, seven room total house.
Okay.
Sorry, not seven
small.
Bedrooms.
It was like you said,
sorry.
Small.
We lived in every house.
Listen in here, Richie. Maybe you're
no,
used
no.
To
I'm
10
so
bedrooms.
Sorry. We lived yeah. seven room house. Like yeah. we had two bed. My sister and yeah, I had a bedroom. Right. My mom and dad had a yeah. bedroom. There was a living room,
kitchen,
bathroom, pantry. That was it.
No basement. Right.
No basement. No upstairs. No downstairs.
Oh,
all
yeah.
one.
Wow.
Thing. It was very very small.
Right.
Super cozy, though.
Of course.
Very, very small. And even, like, the rooms, the amount of space in those rooms, it was a small floor plan. I mean, it wasn't... We could probably fit our house that we lived in from here to the back door and then where that little red room is right there.
Yeah.
That's it. That was our house.
Wow.
And it was great. Like, now, granted, they were, like, separated by rooms, but mm-hmm. there was no hall or anything. Yeah. So what I remember is... Every Christmas, so we would have our furniture set up the same way all year except for Christmas.
Yeah,
we
nice.
Would move the couch
oh, yeah,
from
we,
this wall
we did
to
too.
This
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was just the coolest thing. I don't know why, but like moving furniture from one place to another and like just seeing what it looks like.
We're
really
like,
cool.
Yeah, Christmas
this
is
awesome.
Yeah, Christmas is coming. We're starting to move the
it
furniture.
It was awesome. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we would either do it that way. We would like take the couch and just mirror swap it, or we would put it on the back wall so it was like perpendicular
yeah. mm-hmm.
to the other wall. And then we'd put the tree right where the couch had been.
Mm, yep.
And then we'd have like a chair or whatever opening there was.
Yeah.
I loved having the couch opposite of where it usually was because that meant it was directly across from the tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was such a small room, there was literally, you sit down on the couch, maybe 4 feet between you and the tree. You're nice. Really close yeah. to the tree.
You could
and then the TV was right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. The TV was right next to you. So you'd watch the TV and you'd have, and what I would love to do is just turn off all the lights.
Yes.
I
was just it
lends itself to a dark room yep. to where the only illumination is from the tree mm-hmm. and from the television. If, yep. if maybe if mom puts up lights
yep.
or anything, yeah. any sort of yep. decoration is lit. I can see it in my head because that's essentially, maybe not our whole house, but that's essentially been our living room.
Yeah.
It's that last scene of A Christmas Story.
Exactly.
Where the snow is falling and the mom and dad are just sitting there.
They're listening to Silent Night.
They're listening to Silent Night, and it's peaceful, and you're just like, this is so nice.
It's so serene, and no matter what kind of hubbub is made about the season, yeah. that is where my brain goes.
There's a peace.
When I think of Christmas, is yeah. that serenity and that coziness and that warmth
yeah.
of lights being off, you know, yeah. decorating a little, whether there's lights around the inside of the house, whether it's you have your window open or there's mm-hmm. a window open somewhere, there's lights coming in from outside, yep. there's lights from the Christmas tree. That's what it is for me as well. It's that, yeah. it's that warmth. It's that peace. Mm-hmm. It's that
having that glow.
It's that glow yeah. to where glow. You can just like reflect on what the season means yep. to you, whatever, however you, what meaning you apply
yeah.
to it. And that's why I think it's great
yeah.
when you decorate and you do yeah. something to kind of differentiate that between that and just a regular night of maybe having a lamp next to your bed on right. with the rest of the lights yeah. off.
Well, and it was just so perfect because there'd be times where I would fall asleep on that couch.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd get a little chilly and you turn the furnace up yeah. and then you get a little bit of crosswind from the furnace.
Smell of the furnace when it first kicks on.
You get the heat, yep, the yeah. smell, and you get that heat, and then you get the glow from the tree. And there's just, I don't know, it seems, there's nothing to it really, but right. it's magical. Like there really is almost that's, like a magical
no matter the difference feeling. Growing up, no matter the differences in Christmas seasons, because all of us have there some Christmas seasons maybe yeah. weren't as great as others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some were fantastic, some aren't as memorable.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the underpinning of all of them is right. that atmosphere of yeah. like our mom to kind of personalize it for us would decorate the house the same
yeah.
every year until we got, yeah. until our parents got a cat and then the cat would get it. Cause she would do like, yeah, she loved the Macy's window displays. So every year
yeah.
she would take Walgreens ceramic figurines mm-hmm. and like little housing setups. And
we had a bay window.
We had a bay window in the front
yeah.
of our house.
Oh, that is so nostalgic.
And she would yeah. set it up. And the thing is we lived at a dead end. So it was nobody. It was for nobody but us.
Yeah,
people were having over. Yeah, because again, and she set it up and she'd close the blinds. Mm-hmm. So, but like we knew if we were coming home
yeah.
and it was dark
pull
outside,
in the driveway, and you're like, oh
yeah,
there's the Christmas display.
The display's lit up. I would help her every few years. I'd help her.
Mommy's put, little helper.
Yep, you got it. Like,
that's still your nickname, isn't it?
Yep. But I would help her kind of. She would arrange it, put it up. She had like, you know, she would take the figurine boxes and put it up. She mm-hmm. had like the white felt and like
yeah.
the
snow.
Fake snow.
Yeah.
She put
yeah.
over
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Put gar- yeah, because our parents not only love Turner Classic Movies and anything shown on there, you know, they love that 40s and 50s Christmas
yes.
aesthetic
yes.
that comes with Holiday Inn, that comes yep. with yes. Bells of St. Mary's, that comes
white
with
Christmas.
White Christmas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, so their love for Turner Classic Movies, that includes the Americana nostalgic
yeah.
Christmas
yeah.
view. So that's what our mom's trying to mm-hmm. go for. We had all these animatronics and bobbleheads. We had a kind of a singing Bing Crosby
yeah.
dressed as Santa,
yep.
which is
yes.
my favorite. And she, you know, with Grinch bobbleheads and all these Rankin
Bass.
They'd all
be at the base
yeah.
of the tree. Yeah.
All at like, the base. The way yeah. that everything was set up was always the constant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go downstairs and get the Christmas decorations. That means everything.
Mm-hmm.
All of our Christmas music was kept down with the Christmas decorations.
Yep.
Christmas books, all six of us kids grew up with, whether
yeah.
it was they first bought it when Amanda was born or the last one they bought was after Tyler was born.
Yeah.
We all grew up with the Christmas books
yep.
and the Christmas movies. Everything Christmas sat in the basement.
Yep.
So when we started bringing up Christmas stuff, we brought up like everything.
Yeah.
So again, no matter how the season goes, whenever you start, there's always those consistents. And Jess, you had mentioned the ways that you and Jeremy celebrate to make it special for the kids. I'm guessing you got that from watching your mom do that growing up as well.
Yes. You know, Christmas is different for everybody. Right. Everybody has their own version. Mm-hmm. And what makes Christmas special to them. For mm-hmm. some people, it's the cooking and mm-hmm. the smell of cookies.
Yeah.
Some people, it's lights. Some people, it's the tree, decorating, all yep. kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. For me, it's the people and it's family. I've told you guys before that, you know, we moved a lot when I grew up.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so I didn't have the same household on Buckeye Street in right. Kokomo, Indiana, like Jeremy did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the same street at the end of the drive like you guys did.
Yeah.
For me, I had a different house every 2 or 3 years.
Right, that's right.
So I didn't have that kind of consistency, but I had family, and we're all extremely close,
mm-hmm.
and we really mean something to each other. So this past Thanksgiving, when, you know, my extended family, my brother, his wife, and their kids, they come in town, we all pack up bags, and we move in with my parents for a week while they're in town.
Yeah.
So that all of us are under the same roof, and we can all, my kids stay in bunk beds with their cousins all in one roof. And that's something that we would have done. You know, my younger sister Annie and I would have slept together on one of yeah. our bedroom floors the night before Christmas because we're too excited.
Yeah.
You know, and yep. we would have gotten all the blankets and the pillows out and everything. And my mom knows the Night Before Christmas poem by heart.
Mm.
And she literally said it today to my oldest Joshua over the phone today. And she doesn't just... Was the night before Christmas. She yeah. recites it as fast as she can to show that she still knows it and
yeah.
she still got it after all these yeah. years, you know, mm-hmm. at the age of 65, I yeah. think.
And before Joshua can say, "I love you, Grandma," she hangs up.
That's exactly right.
It's like, I just called to prove I could do it.
That's exactly right.
Take still that.
Got it. Click.
Fine, I love you. Grandma.
Oh, never mind.
I love Mom, you, she hung up.
Yes. Again. Yes.
Call her back. Yeah. Twas the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
No, Grandma.
Not even hello. Twas the night before Christmas. Yes. I could go all day.
Mom, she's doing it again.
She's doing yes. it.
We know how competitive your mom is. So she
no,
would.
No,
she,
no, slow down. Slow down, Nona.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the people really make it for me. Mm-hmm. Whenever everybody does those special things at holiday parties, okay, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite thing above everything else mm-hmm. is typically, it was before we all had kids, when we were adults, it was usually Christmas Eve. This year, it's whenever we can all, you right. know, figure it out right. and find the time to get together. But it's after the kids have opened their presents and we've already cleaned up the kitchen, we've already done the cookies and we've done everything. The adults, as in my parents and my siblings and their spouses and I
yeah.
and Jeremy, we stay up very late. We all open each other's presents.
Yeah.
We're a very gad gift giving, nice. You know, we like to poke fun at each other. So when my mom
gets... I
wouldn't
say it's gag gifts. Most no, of them are actually
but
real.
What I mean is when Aunt Katie...
All of yours
or,
are gag gifts.
Exactly. I mean,
that
what
bag
else?
Of cat
what else
poop
is
was
there?
Terrible that yeah. one year.
Jiggle jugs, really? Yeah. Third year in a row.
You never gets tired of those.
One of those yeah, hats with where you can put beer cans on either bongos. Side.
That's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Those are the classics.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like when my mom gets my sister Katie a pair of workout leggings or something
yeah.
and they're, you know, they're in the right size, but they're in a really bonkers color
yeah.
that she at her age of 41 would probably not wear. But we all fashion show. We make her
yeah.
put it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we, it's like all we do is laugh and cut loose and we can
nice.
Finally all be together yeah. without distractions and just being able to be ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's, as an adult, that's my
that's-
favorite thing about
awesome.
Christmas
yeah.
is
because
just the time.
It's just great that's why it's so great not just having you as a friend and having you on, but having you on in this particular instance because, like you said, you moved around a lot growing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your perspective on that is your consistency was your family.
Yeah, exactly.
So like whatever traditions you build now, it's always going to be around
yeah.
family because
yeah.
that was your consistency.
Yeah. Christmas wasn't the decorations. It
right.
was.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm sure wherever you live.
Yeah,
you
decorated.
You guys, like when you lived in Indiana, you lived there for what, like a year?
Two years.
So in those 2.5 years, I'm sure... Like what if you can remember, like what were maybe some of like the more like confined things, like since you're there for 2 years, what were some of like the things that you guys did
oh,
to
I
make
got
that
you.
Christmas
mm.
thing?
Oh, I'm laughing and smiling because the first thing that came to mind when you said when you lived in Indiana. So the very first Christmas that we lived there,
Go Hoosiers.
Be quiet.
You know what?
You don't even like the Hoosiers.
Who are the Hoosiers?
The very first Christmas that we were there, we received from our realtor a Christmas present. Mm-hmm. And it was a 4 foot tall Santa statue. Oh, my God.
I call it an idol. Yes. Praise Santa.
My name's been Bale.
I've been praying to him for years.
So, that's how I sold you this house.
This thing was just hideous. It really was. He had like a fake faux fur coat on.
So this is like an early 20th century or late 19th century Santa.
Yes. Yeah. And he.
Flapper Santa.
I just remember. Sure. You know, we were kids, but this is what I remember, right? So we had very nostalgic-y Christmas decorations that, you know, my granny had
as we
speak and record this. I have a cup of tea and it's resting on a red doily that belonged to my granny. Uh-huh. So we have all these really special things. And then our realtor drops off this really gaudy looking, and it's 4 feet tall, Santa. And we all laughed about it for weeks. And then I just remember because about 2 days after we received it, he dropped it off on the porch, rang the doorbell, and left, which I feel like is really awkward for a realtor to do. You sold Santa us the house.
At least light it on fire.
I thought it was going to take a really dark turn, and you'd be like, and then we saw it move.
It has a camera in it.
And then there's a camera.
it's got a nanny cam in its eyes.
Exactly. This worrying sound.
His eyes kept dilating.
No, so actually...
Going red.
Yeah, really. No, so what's Terminator. Funny is, like, he dropped it off on, like, a Sunday, you know, evening. And 2 days later, something happened in our house. I think a pipe broke or something like that. And my dad was so upset. He jokingly said something like, I'm going to drop kick this damn Santa onto his porch. And all of us kids just started dying because we were laughing. And he said, that's so stupid funny. Santa. You know, if he thinks that's going to fix this.
Yeah.
My dad got so mad.
He's yelling at the Santa.
He's yelling.
Your fault, Santa.
He took it out on the Santa Claus. And I mean, as kids, I think I was in the third or fourth grade. I am just dying. We're all laughing so hard.
Did he go a little Clark Griswold on it?
Yeah.
Borderline. And I want Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. Right. That's exactly.
Ribbon on his head.
My dad just got on a roll and wanted to drop kick the Santa onto the realtor's porch. And that's what I remember from
so
Indiana Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
That's how we do it.
I also remember Princess Diana died while I was living in Indiana. And I remember my.
Stopped it.
What could I have done?
If only.
Yeah.
If
only I spoke French. Could have told his paparazzi to back off.
It's the cursed Santa.
It's Santa that did it.
Yeah.
We should have just drop kicked him. Right. We should have done it. That's we missed the opportunity. Yeah.
I'm
but
doing
I remember
this damn thing. This damn leg. This damn curse.
That damn pod. Extra gloves.
Yeah, extra
gloves. No, I remember Princess Diana died when we were living there, and I remember my mom 1 year mentioned it around Christmas time. She just said it just seems so strange that Princess Diana is gone, and we were like, it's not like she's a member of the family, Mom.
Cares. Yeah.
But, you know, again, I was only third or fourth grade, but I remember that about our Christmas in Indiana. You know,
that's great. I mean, that's so funny. That's so funny. It's those things that, you know, those things will pop out because I'm sure it's all a whirlwind when you're a kid.
Right.
But those things pop out, and that was Christmas.
If I were to call my mom right now and say, "Remember that Santa the realtor job?"
Like,
she'd be like, "Oh my gosh, that thing was so hideous." Remember your dad wanted to drop kick it.
Talking about Santa, Molly.
It's exactly right. It's exactly what she said.
I have him tied up in the back.
Remember it.
Either that or she's doing the night before Christmas and Roz, here, I'll take it. I'll get the phone. Hey, what's up?
So you remember that Santa? We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
So Matt, I'm going to actually send it to you.
That's me.
Could you, so our family's holiday tradition, I'm not going to ask you to sum it up because, I mean, again, there are those consistent things, but things, you know, change every now and then. What would you say would be kind of our tradition as a whole?
I mean, the most constant one is something that that's always brought us together as a family. Anyway, it's watching movies.
Yeah. Yep.
You bring up, it's like you said, we had all of our Christmas stuff in the basement. Mom's always making, through the entire month, there's like several rounds of cookies, Chex Mix, all that stuff.
Oh.
And it most of the time it's like made while we're like watching TV, and then by the time it's done, it's the night's starting to wind down, and you always put on a Christmas movie. What are we watching tonight? What's the Christmas movie we're watching tonight? And again, the lights out, the glow of the tree.
Well, also something that sticks out to me as we got older, and once, you know, we all started going our separate ways, you know, like, you know, when you know, Samantha moved out, and then when she married Brian, then they lived in their own, their house and everything. Yeah. And it went, it was always a, like, there was always a grouping of us in the house, and we always got together for Christmas in some form or fashion, whether it was Christmas Eve, all of us together, Christmas Day, it's always all of us together. But the thing that sticks out to me, you say Christmas movie, it reached that point in the night and we're all doing our own separate thing in the house.
Yeah.
And it's mom, we're about to watch Home Alone. Yeah.
Yeah, just, you better come out and pound me.
It's like, I love that. It's like,
guys, we're going to watch.
Yeah, yelling down the stairs.
We're going to watch Scrooge. Do you want to come watch Scrooge? And
Mr. Cross?
Yeah.
Mr. Cross?
Yeah. But like,
what you know, you're dealing with.
Yeah. Like, we don't always, we've always watched television together. It's gotten more rare and rare that we watch movies together, especially as all of us move out. But like, the one thing that me personally, I didn't want to miss was watching a Christmas movie. You know, I'll make dinner. I thought we'd watch a Santa Claus tonight. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
Do that. And then, we'll watch a Christmas movie while we're making dinner.
Yeah.
And then we'll eat dinner, and then we'll put on another Christmas movie to eat like Chex Mix and stuff like that. And it's not usually until like Christmas Eve, but we'll have like sparkling cider as well.
Yeah.
You got to. Now that I
prefer it.
I was going to say, now that I've been of drinking age for 10 years at this point. And I still, what'd you just say?
Nothing. I said drunkie.
I'll put a hex on you.
Don't listen.
Nice Christmas hex.
Nice Christmas
ho, hex. Ho ho hex.
Don't mind him. But keep talking.
I'm the Santa.
I still prefer sparkling grape juice and sparkling cider and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like consistent every year, but I still remember the times where we would like, I remember driving down to Union Station, like just on a whim.
That's one of my favorite.
I love that. And we literally like we parked and we'd literally like walk around and look at the window displays and stuff. Yeah.
And we went to, and it's, that is an instance that sticks out to me. Because again, I mean, a lot of stuff becomes a blur.
Yeah.
Except some of the bullet points. Like, so like the bullet point of like earlier in December, it's hardly ever like later in December whenever we start bringing up Christmas decorations. Yeah. And there's so much. And you guys were talking about earlier how you keep all the kids' stuff. So whenever you bring up Christmas stuff again, this is
an old ornament.
You know, you guys have the same pictures up around the house and the same, you know, stuff from your kids on the fridge, but it's during Christmas time where you pull up, oh, this memory.
Yeah.
It was the same with us. As far as I can remember, our mom may still have everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
And like stuff.
She probably does.
Yeah. Oh, like, definitely.
Because we had, as far as I know, we've had the same ornament boxes, box of garland, the same ornaments, the same, you know, ornaments specific to certain years. Yeah. Our mom's side of the family are country folk. So she loves down home country Christmas.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that all over the place. Loves Coca-Cola. There's Coca-Cola stuff over there. And we'll get into the nostalgia
just
Christmas Coca-Cola, because we grew up with that too. But there's stuff specific to stuff Amanda made when she was eight. Amanda, our oldest sister, and then also that Samantha made, and then this macaroni necklace Andrew made when he was five, and then this wreath made of cotton balls I made in kindergarten, or something like Matt made.
We're not putting it up on the tree that year, but
it's a picture of Kurt Warner, Matt drew, a picture of Santa Claus, Tyler drew. It's stuff from all six of us kids that our mom still has. That
the fixture of Christmas, Kurt Warner. It's stuff.
Merry touchdown.
It's stuff that's a part of it for me and for you because this is the only time we see it.
Yeah,
and we have the same, you know, animatron. Our family loves animatronics, yeah. the singing, yeah. talking stuff that yep. you press. So we have the yeah. Rankin Bass stuff animatronics. Yeah.
Oh,
we have,
I love that.
I mentioned earlier,
Bing Crosby.
A Bing Crosby that yeah. dresses yeah. Santa, and we have a Santa Claus yeah. animatronic. We have the Grinch bobbleheads, Santa yeah. bobbleheads, those ceramic figures our moms yeah. display. We have so many things that go on inside the house, mm-hmm. nothing on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. that's the thing.
Oh,
it's,
that's interesting.
It's all for us.
Yeah.
Like, aww. It's not for, like,
yeah.
like, A, dad just doesn't want to go out and put up Christmas lights. Yeah,
right.
and
I got
put
it.
Up Christmas
Which
decorations.
I get. That's
but
fine.
But, like, it's like,
as
then,
a parent right now, mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
It, but it was just all for within our area and our house, like, for all of us to
yeah.
enjoy.
In every part yeah. of the house, even over the door frame of the back door,
yeah.
our mom had this thing that was given to us years ago towards the snow people, like the snow mom,
yeah,
snow dad,
yeah, yeah.
and then snow kids all falling
oh, cool.
off of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's
that's
all,
cool.
it's
yeah.
right
it forms
after
around the
right,
frame.
Right after
yeah.
Tyler was
oh,
born.
I love that.
And so
yeah,
it
cool.
has all of us kids yeah. in there. And stuff is, of course, lost through time.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, our basement it's messy. But there, I can see it in my head. There's always I love visiting. It's in the unfinished part of the basement, and it's like these shelves on the interior of the wall.
Yeah.
That's where everything is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could be August, and I walk by that, and I get a warm feeling because
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, Christmas stuff is like in there.
It's right
Christmas
there.
Is coming up.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah,
and,
yeah,
and just. Back to just while we're on the subject
yeah,
of like
yeah.
our family,
yeah,
just real quick before mm-hmm. we move on to like commercials and advertising. Because
also I want to
like
talk
that.
About the mall because that's
yeah.
the most nostalgic
and going
thing.
To the mall
yeah.
is fun too on
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah.
But like on the way over here, we were listening to Rosie O'Donnell's one of her Christmas
yeah,
albums
that.
When she's singing with like Gloria Estefan
yeah.
and Elmo
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Celine Dion and
yeah,
NSYNC.
Exactly. And yeah. and we're and one of the and one of the songs was on and I was like. I picture myself in the back of the van right now.
The 93
yeah,
Plymouth.
On the way home from like grandma and grandpa's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's just dark and the van is dark
yeah.
and it's literally just that music from the speakers and like our presents are back there and stuff like that.
Driving around. Mom, some of the stuff that we would do, because sometimes we would do be just for like just years and years and years. We'd do some stuff and then we wouldn't.
Yeah.
And
like
going around looking at Christmas
yeah,
lights.
Exactly. And then there was a period in time in which we just stopped doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Cause there was sometimes later in December, I don't remember because our dad is a coach and he would go on, like he would have meets, like he would go to like the state meet or district meets.
Not in December.
Well, the thing is, I'm saying he would go to that stuff beforehand. What I'm getting
oh,
at
right,
is like,
right.
I don't know, like what he would usually, he would, I think, go out of town for work in December.
Yeah.
There would be instances in December.
He was also the president of like that track and field association.
It was that
yeah.
I feel
I
like it
yeah.
was
that makes sense
yeah
right.
So like yeah it's like state is in October
right.
So he'd be gone and you know during the those
there
fall
were probably
months,
winter meetings
yeah,
that he would
or
go to.
In the
yeah.
summer for summer track stuff but I think December was the coaches
yeah.
stuff either way
sure
just,
yeah, yeah
that's just for context
sure yeah
there were oh in December we could always count on between December 16th and December 19th,
mm-hmm.
Dad was out doing that. So we would go out to dinner with our mom.
Yeah.
And different variations. Sometimes it would be like dinner with all six of us kids. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out and look at Christmas lights.
Yeah.
We'd go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, you know, or the one time in high school we went to look at the downtown Macy's Christmas display.
Yeah. Union Station.
Nice. We went to Union Station, went to the Hard Rock Cafe,
nice.
And had dinner there. It was just myself, you, Tyler, and Amanda.
Yeah.
Or it could just be as simple as go out to dinner and go home and have hot
yeah.
chocolate and watch
yeah.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Yep.
Like it's those little bullet points that I remember, you know, watching the only time we ever watched Rudolph and the Rankin and Bass stuff
yeah.
was decorating the Christmas tree,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
Which we all, you know, Mom wanted all of us, even when Samantha and Andrew were teenagers
mm-hmm.
and Andrew, you know, maybe didn't want to be involved. She was like, can you at least hang one ornament?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
He did it. And, you know, she wanted all of us to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't super bombastic and extravagant, but it was like, it was like, it was our stuff. It was like really, it was just like, I'm just, it was warm and it was, and it was like, not, it's, I don't want to say humble, but well, it's personal.
It's
super personal. Yeah.
It's, it's down to earth.
Yeah.
Right. It's yours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's stuff.
Yeah.
It's traditions that
we don't
need
much.
Yeah, right. I mean, we would use those times as verbs. Like, well, are we gonna do the this? Mm-hmm. Are we gonna watch this? Are we gonna do the this? Well, mm-hmm. what about the this?
Mm-hmm.
And the this in the situation is just whatever tradition that we all were used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I think I started with the point of like, oh, these bullet points, even in the all the hubbub of the season, and it all runs together. There are these bullet points, and I think I just got off on a tangent.
Well,
but if there, if you could like any like anything else before we kind of move on to a different aspect,
it's reflective of the fact that like Christmas itself, you can get caught up in, and there are so many Christmas movies that make a point of like, oh, the commercialization and all that stuff. But really, like you can get lost in, you know, the stress of, oh man, I've got to go buy Christmas presents, or like, you know, money's tight, and you know, we're, you know, it's, everything's so crowded and crazy, and everyone's so focused on the things, and those things are distracting them from the fact that like, when you go home, you're getting into an environment that is like festive and mm-hmm. warm mm-hmm. and you're with family.
Yeah.
And like it, all that kind of melts away. You're like, yeah, I just spent 5 hours at the mall trying to find X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And it's so crowded and I had to use the credit card and I had to do all this stuff. But when you get home, none of that matters. Yep.
And you see the window display with the ceramics.
Exactly.
You come home, lights, it's dark.
It literally
outside.
Melts away.
Yeah. You
all
walk
that
in, you smell Chex Mix in the oven. You know, you see
every
tree.
Part of the house has something Christmas. Mm-hmm. The front room has its own Christmas stuff. The living room has its own stuff. Bathrooms even have Christmas scented soaps.
Yeah. And
we have a Christmas shower curtain in our kids' bathroom.
That's great.
And the shower curtain rings, Del Griffith. Our little gingerbread man. And I think that is so special.
I love
my
anything.
My kids love that.
Anything that comes out during Christmas, it's special because you're like, I only want to do that thing or use that cup or that plate during Christmas.
Yep.
I only want to read Berenstain Bears Christmas when we have it upstairs on Christmas kind of thing. And it's like, it's such a relatable experience too, because everyone knows what it's like to go out and get caught up in the chaos and then come back and you're reminded of like the things that are good and wonderful and warm.
Well, Matt, since you brought up watching movies, that was your original thing that kind of set Christmas apart for you and begs the question. Everybody's got to answer. Do you have a favorite?
I do have a favorite.
You
got
to boil it down to one. Can I guess?
Go for it.
Is it It's a Wonderful Life?
It is not.
Ooh. Okay.
But it is.
Can we?
I do love that movie.
Can we asterisk this and say movie or special? Or that's can we do one of. Because there is a difference.
It's especially if you were in a family that watched a lot of television too.
Sure.
Can we do a special on the movie?
Christmas
fine. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas specials. There is kind of a delineation.
Yeah.
To like movies are like more feature length, whereas specials is like they were special. They were played on TV and they were like an hour.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and you only saw them once
a year.
The
Grinch, live action with Jim Carrey, completely different beast than the special. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I personally group them all together as movies.
Right. Mm-hmm. I do too. But yes,
it's
so let's
show.
Let's break a show.
Let's include them all. So Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's my favorite. I mean, it's a wonderful. It's good.
Scrap the damn cat
again. It's A Wonderful Life is number two for me.
Yeah, I knew that you guys liked that one.
Oh,
like I like that one.
It's funny. Those two are the ones we always watch on Christmas Eve.
Guys,
it's always,
about to start It's a Wonderful
Life. Yeah, it's always a wonderful...
Wait for me!
Yeah, exactly. It's always It's a Wonderful Life, and like while we're eating dinner and like doing that stuff. And then once that's done, like bathroom breaks and all that stuff, and then we sit down with Chex Mix and Sparkling Cider, and we're watching National Lampoon's.
Yeah. Yep.
And then once... It's every single
I know what
year
to talk about.
When Clark is like, I did it.
Oh,
God. And I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah, and it's like...
We could do an episode on that movie easily, the four of us.
Of course. And then when,
wow.
Easily. And then when it's like, boink, and in the animated credits,
breaks
it's like,
the light.
Bum, 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 dun, dun, and like the sleigh bells.
Yep. You know, I play that every year for my students. The cartoon opening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every year, no matter
movie,
what.
I was like, what?
The last week. So Monday.
Yeah.
Get ready. I always start my classes with just the cartoon, obviously not after that.
Right, of course.
Take a rest.
Yeah.
Take a rest.
Exactly.
But anyways.
Fuck my row, red lover lips.
Yeah, Dad, what lips? I think you meant was burn some rubber and eat my dust.
Whatever, Russ. Whatever, Russ. But every year when he's like, I did it. And like the end credits, it's just, it's zooming out a shot of Clark and Snot. And,
right.
And every year, that's when we know, okay, we're starting to wind down. I'm going to go down. We're going to go down our room. Everyone's going to their rooms to, like, if they're not going to bed, we're like chilling out. And, but that's the time that like mom and dad are going to wrap presents kind of thing. And so even now, even when we became adults, I mean, obviously when you're kids, like, okay, go to your room, like wait for Santa.
Yep.
Even when we're adults, when we could just sit up and we know Santa's not real and all that stuff. And if mom
is not,
I'm sorry. Sorry. This is how you had to
sorry
find
again.
Out.
Sorry again.
But, but like, I guarantee you, if we wanted to stay up with mom and dad, they'd probably be like, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Especially
but,
now.
Yeah. Except probably not, because mom would probably be like, no, you're not going to see your presents.
That's
but,
true, yeah.
But it is one of those things.
What a prude.
I kind of don't want to see my presents.
Yeah. But it is one of those things that, like, I want to wind down.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
We wake up ever since, like, middle school, probably. We've purposefully woken up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning just to, like, sit and, like, put on like watch TV in our room,
slippers on,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
We cereal.
I never did have
long
a robe
johns.
I wish I had a robe. Never had never had a robe.
Now we know what to get them, honey.
Yes. Exactly.
Perfect.
We can share.
Okay,
we'll get you one like Eddie.
Exactly.
There you go.
I want to get a dickie and wear a sweater over it.
Well, it's also that kind of started, because it's always been, ever since we were kids, it's always nobody goes out to the living room until mom and dad come get you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And so that yep. waiting same. All together, yeah. like mm-hmm. with our brothers and yeah. sisters.
Where did you guys wait?
So,
in somebody's room? In the
yes.
hallway?
So yep. we would...
Wait, are we talking about like while, like before you open presents,
before,
or is this while they're wrapping presents?
Well, Christmas Eve, it would be like, okay, no later than 10 o'clock will you guys go to bed, because that's just how much later we'll have to be up
wrapping
presents.
I gotcha.
And then finally, like
Christmas
morning. Yeah, Christmas morning.
Ooh,
so
one of my
favorite traditions. The first house we lived in, it would be myself, Matt, and Andy shared a room. And our room was adjacent to, it was, they were connected by like a corner to Samantha and her older sister, Amanda. And we would go into their room. And we all would hang out in there for maybe like a half hour sometimes.
It always felt super long. We were kids.
And then our mom, it would always be knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And then,
we're not ready yet. So
don't like, don't come out. And then dad would walk in fully dressed.
Yeah.
Not even in pajamas. Not even in but,
jeans and
but
a
like,
sweatshirt.
Like, cup of coffee is like Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Like just like.
Very.
It's like. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
very,
we'd have
very
to
formal.
Then after that, we'd have to wait another 15 minutes, and then it's like,
all
we're
right,
almost done.
Or
it's okay, you guys ready? You guys all right?
Yeah.
And then lead us out down the hallway.
Yeah.
And then when we all moved in the house our parents are still in now, it would be you know, people would kind of, our sister Samantha, whenever she moved out of the house, she would come back on Christmas Eve and sleep over.
Mm.
And then whenever she got married with our brother-in-law, Brian, they would come over Christmas morning. Then when they had kids, we all do stuff over there now.
Yeah.
But when she would come home, when she would either be there or she would spend the night, she would like come into our room. And then Andrew would come upstairs and everybody would kind of congregate in our room.
Cause
Matt, myself and Tyler shared a room. And then when Matt and I were in the basement, people would still gravitate to us.
You're fun guys.
I'm fun gone.
But even as I got older as an adult,
Prima Donna.
Yeah, like Matt and Steven's right. gonna battle Womb.
That's gonna battle Womb.
So I mean, it would
games. Okay. Got a couple games on it.
So we had to wait.
Yeah.
And I forgot what prompted that.
It's just the idea of like.
Oh, Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Is
Christmas Vacation's favorite movie.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. well, also
the
it
end
was...
always signaled like, okay, right. It's. Christmas time is, it's time to go. Like
this is it.
Christmas is coming.
So that was always like your seminal Christmas Eve.
Still is
go time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like as soon as like you know the kind of the swelling of the strings when Clark and Helen are outside, and it's like don't stay up too late, Sparky.
Yeah,
and then it's like I did it.
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
And then you were talking about like waking up early, and I said it's,
yeah, because we
it's,
always wake, purposefully wake up early. Yeah,
because also it became. So that we can go into Samantha and Amanda's room.
Yeah.
And so that we can, you and I can like wake up, shake Tyler awake and like do stuff in our room and everyone come in there.
Wake up, little squirt.
And then before, you know, in the last couple
of
years.
Hey guys, it's Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. We would do it because then we would flip around the television and we'd find
in our room.
Yeah. What Christmas stuff is on at 5
right
in the
now.
Morning. A very
there's
Brady
just,
Christmas
there's
is
just
on the
something
family
about,
channel.
Like the glow of the TV. It's like nobody's up
I
yet.
I love that too.
And like,
we would do that.
Yeah. And nobody's up yet. And it's just the glow of our TV. And it's just, we're the only ones up. It's like 4:30 in the morning.
There's no other sound in the house.
Exactly. And it's just, it's very light. Mm-hmm. It's the TV's turned down.
Yeah.
It's very light.
It. Yeah.
Watching Bing Crosby and David Bowie serenade each other.
Yeah.
Beach One Classic.
Beach One Classic.
We haven't heard from you in a little bit.
I don't want to. Jess asked about movies, and I don't want
to
deviate.
Well, no,
too
I was going
that,
to. I was
I
just
know.
Going to make a tangent off of what you were saying.
Yeah.
We can get back to forget movies. No, we can talk to. We can talk about movies
I
in a second.
Was trying to segue.
No. I was just because what you're saying, and just I think it goes really well. Like Christmas, more than any other holiday. There's such a buildup of anticipation. Mm-hmm. Like, everything about Christmas, like, Halloween, there is anticipation for the night of, but, like, Christmas, I feel like it just gets more and more and more, and, like, there's something to do all the time for Christmas. Like, we do so many things around Christmas, like, watching movies and going and seeing lights and doing this, but, like, all of it, like, keeps building up anticipation. Like, we do advent calendars. Like, I loved doing advent calendars when I was a kid. Now, granted, I didn't, like, do... chocolates and stuff. We did just the red.
Yeah.
You'd read it.
Yeah,
that was it. There was no treats, but it was great. Like as a kid, you're just like, oh, I just can't wait to read the next one.
Yeah.
But there was that. There was I know a lot of people open present on Christmas Eve. They open a
we
present.
We never
on
did
Christmas.
That.
We never did either. Yeah. But I know a lot of people do, and it's just like I don't know, getting a sneak peek.
Yeah.
We did. I think we did 1 year. And then after that 1 year, I was like, this is stupid because of the present that I opened.
Yes.
I opened I think it was slippers that I was like,
for Christmas morn.
For me?
Yeah.
Daddy, I asked Santa for a choo-choo.
Yeah. Well, go on, get a job and buy a choo-choo.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
I could see them opening presents.
It's great.
Like opening a present if it's like pajamas.
Right.
It's like, where, this is your Christmas morning.
This is what you get to wear,
I remember like planning out what I wanted to wear Christmas morning for pajamas. Like, these are my Christmas morning pajamas.
You said pajamas. We actually did. We would open one present on Christmas Eve and it would be the Christmas pajamas.
Okay.
And we didn't do it. We
I was gonna say we didn't
did
do it all the time.
It hasn't. It's been longer that we haven't done it than we did. But I do remember
30 pairs of pajamas over the year.
But you mentioning pajamas.
Where did they all go?
Reminded me that I would consciously pick things out.
Yeah.
Being like, I'm gonna wear a hockey jersey this on Christmas morning this year. I'm gonna pull Clark Griswold. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're fine. No, I just remember everything was an event though.
Yeah.
Everything that you do at Christmas is like an event. In the same way, like Home Alone, we're going to watch this.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when do you do that any other time? Not like that.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to watch this. You want to watch it with me? Like we don't announce it to the whole house and invite everybody. We're making popcorn. We're doing this.
Yeah.
And like something,
Chex Mix.
Something as little as making Chex Mix or as making popcorn or as just sharing food becomes an event and becomes more special and magical and friend and fun.
Yeah,
and
that was like, that was the only time she would make Chex Mix.
Yeah,
it was around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that smell of the Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah,
or something like that. Yeah,
it's great. Like I love that anticipation and just that feeling of just like, I don't know. It's kind of like an entire month of excitement.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, I know that a lot of folks will just, for the longest time, you know, when I was younger, we would just celebrate just on Christmas. But we had, like, a Christmas for my mom's side on, like, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then we had a Christmas, like, or the day before Christmas Eve, we would be my dad's side. Mm-hmm. And then we do our Christmas at our house. And then we go over to my grandma's house on Christmas Day. And it was like, you'd have, like, four different Christmases.
Yep.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, well, isn't that like a little overloaded? It's like,
no,
not really. Like, I mean, it's one of the, it's the one time of the year where you could just like extravagance is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so much. And I don't mean that to be commercialist or materialistic.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying
I looked forward to the get-togethers more than I did the presents. I mean, the presents were great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I did enjoy opening presents.
Yeah.
But I loved seeing my cousins.
Presents?
Like, the only time that I got to see my cousins like that after a while was, like, if somebody, you know, there's a funeral or something or, like, you know, some or a wedding. And I got to see my cousins, like, 3 days in a row or something like that. It was great. I would, for about 4 years in a row or 3 years in a row, I think, I went over to Nick's house on Christmas, and I spent the night over there.
That's great.
And we would hang out, and we would look at all the toys we had.
Ernest Saves
would,
Christmas.
Yeah. We'd play Battletoads.
Nice.
And we'd play. There was 1 year he got Space Jam on the PlayStation.
Oh, nice.
And we played that a ton, and we would play with the Mighty Max things that he had.
I love hearing that because so that adds to it because – post Christmas can be really deflating, but that adds excitement to you as a kid. It's like, Christmas Day is over, but I'm gonna go to Nick's house.
It's great,
and we're gonna have fun, and I'm gonna sleep over there.
It was so wonderful. And then I'd come back home in the afternoon or something, and then I'd have like lunch, and I'd come home to all of these, you know, presents that had opened already, and I hadn't gotten to play with yet.
Yeah,
and it was fun. It was great. Yeah. You know, and I'd see my sister and we'd like catch up and we'd have fun. And, you know, I'd get to see my parents and let's watch a movie that we hadn't watched yet or something. Or we watch a movie that maybe we got for Christmas or something. I don't know. But
yeah,
it's just there's so much anticipation and like excitement to be had that I think it's just, I don't know, it like that whole sleep before Christmas.
Yeah,
I never like all the way up into my 20s. I had insomnia that night.
After like, all and, there's only one more sleep till Christmas.
I know, and that's man, that song is so I think Christmas of that song Carol. Every time. Yeah, the Muppet Christmas Carol was great, but which leads me
your favorite Christmas movie.
Sorry, not to keep talking, but I think
of course
my favorite Christmas movie. I do love Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, it's
I don't
best.
Think it's my favorite, though. I would say Jess is giving me a glare. She hates the Muppets.
I do not hate the Muppets.
She hates the Muppets.
I don't want a poster of it in my house. That's all.
Sorry about that.
said the woman who hates the Muppets.
I don't hate the Muppets.
We gave Jeremy...
I hate the poster of the Muppets
she hates
in our basement
she hates
that
what
you
the
desperately
Muppets,
want to hang up.
She hates what the Muppets represent,
it's
which is joy.
She hates a gift that Steven and I gave him.
Yes. So she hates Matt and Steven.
Yeah.
You can go.
That's what I'm... No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but I actually...
It's all good Christmas
for
fun.
As much as I love Muppet Christmas Carol, it's in my top three probably. My favorite is probably A Muppet Family Christmas.
Yeah.
I love that one.
That
it's out
really
of print,
one.
But I love it. I made you guys a copy.
Yeah.
A copy. It's great.
People have been uploading
it. And it's a hard
it.
One to find.
You
and
okay?
I love it.
Well, over there.
It's great.
I found more people. I found more people. I found more people.
I watch it whenever she's not around.
I found more
which
people.
Which is often.
Which is all the time because I'm at home.
She's out with the girls.
I found more people.
You know girls.
I found more people have been uploading it to YouTube, which is nice. And to like the other day I saw somebody uploaded like not a VHS rip, but kind of like the 1987 airing of
like the
with
real airing.
Commercials and stuff like that.
Yep.
Cause you only didn't, and we actually a couple years ago, we did a kind of a triple feature kind of Jim Henson centric series of episodes around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the double feature of Muppet Family Christmas and Muppet Christmas Carol. We did with Jeremy and we did Emmett Otter with our sister for that next episode. But we had mentioned in there, you made us a copy of it And not only is it that, it's all the commercials, but then also
I love the commercials.
It's essentially the whole VHS tape that you ripped. So not only is it that, but it's also the Sesame Street Christmas special, Will Vinton Claymation Christmas.
I think there's a Garfield one on there.
Yeah, so
there's there's several.
Yeah,
and choice.
Yeah,
Muppet Family Christmas.
Muppet Family Christmas is a good one.
You want to talk about cozy? There's some cozy shots.
Oh,
in that
man,
one.
Yeah. That one that makes me so happy and It just, I love it. I love that one so much. It was just a simpler time back then.
Yeah,
it's true.
I don't know, those commercials too in between. I'm like, oh
yeah.
That's great. I love it.
Well, you have a copy of it. I believe it's on VHS that you guys had taped.
Yeah.
And it's got the old Raisins.
California Raisins.
Yeah,
it's
this commercial.
Will Vinton, which is actually the one that we just had on.
About nostalgia. That just brings back a flood of memories from the 90s.
Yeah.
Speaking of flood, I actually have a little plug-in. So I'm shaking my head because we have this giant poster. It's an oversized movie poster of, which is it, Muppet Family Christmas or is it Christmas Carol? I can't remember.
It's neither. It's
The
Great Muppet Caper.
Okay, it's that.
Which is,
and it's huge and obnoxious.
Of the Muppet movies.
And it's framed and it's sitting in our basement storage and I don't know what we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a running joke in our house. Well, another running joke that ties in here. So, one year, Jeremy very flippantly was looking at my mom's decorations and found a snow globe or whatever and very, very flippantly said, I just love snow globes. They're just, you know, they're just so special.
Flippantly. I would say offhandedly.
Offhandedly just said, I just love snow globes.
And dropped, the first time he met your parents.
Right. And, but the thing is he said it and then they dropped it. Nothing ever came of it.
Yeah.
Until my mom, Nona, ran with it one year. So for his birthday is May the 1st. May the 1st.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Not close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Well after or before Christmas, however
you
want to
look
at
it.
Exactly. So she was all excited. Guess what? You'll never guess what I found for Jeremy. And I'm like, probably not.
And she did.
You know, I'm thinking pair of jeans. I don't know. So she had a giant box. Very heavy. And for his birthday, he opens it up, and it's a giant snow globe.
Yeah.
Giant.
Like, it's
huge. It's probably 2 feet wide by 3 feet high.
It's not that big.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it is.
And it's got a train that goes around the outside.
It was large.
It's giant.
Wow.
It was
and
very large.
It
was
she,
very
she
ornate.
Found it at a resale shop for, like, $4 or whatever it was, and she was so excited to give it to him, and she said, well, I just know how much he loves Christmas, and he does.
Of course.
Around Christmas time.
And snow globes. During Christmas.
So he, of course, is giving, kind of smiling, oh, wow. That's, it's great.
It's really something.
It's great.
Thanks.
And so we're like, where are we going to put this thing?
Right.
Because it's not just that it's big, it's heavy. And I'm like, I can't put this
on
my end table.
It also wasn't the most attractive snow globe either. I've seen attractive Christmas snow globes.
No, it was not new.
This was a black-eyed Susan.
Yes, it's an eyesore. It really is. And we're like, well, we can hide it in the basement somewhere.
Yeah.
So, okay, fast forward about 2 years, and I was downstairs in our basement. I was trying to find, you know, kids' clothes or whatever. And I had to pick up the box with the giant snow globe in it, had to move it in order to get to the container underneath it. And as soon as I picked it up, it went straight through the bottom of the box and just burst with glitter water everywhere, all over my socks.
My snow globe!
Oh. Well, she called me. She
just
called me.
And Jess just goes, Rosebud.
Rosebud. She called me and she was kind of mad, but also kind of laughing.
I mean, mind you, glitter water everywhere, all over the basement.
So
I
have
some
bad news, and I was like, oh no.
Not my poster.
Well, okay.
So our house is flooded a bajillion times, and she's in the basement, and I'm like, oh no.
Actually, it's funny you say that. I said I've got good news and I've got bad news. I said the good news is I got rid of your snow globe because it broke. It went through the box. I did not mean to do it. And I said, and the water leaked all the way.
No, that was for a flood.
Nope.
Yes, it
came all the way within, like, a half an inch of the poster. And I said, and the bad news is that the poster is still standing. And he was like, the Muppets won. I was like, the Muppets won.
The Muppets won.
I was this close.
Yeah.
And you know what I said? I said, yeah, see, God wants you to have it.
Yeah.
I said, see when we, he's with me too.
When we gave you that poster, we put a circle of protection around
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That's what
True.
It is.
Like a ring of salt.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
oh man.
Anyways, it's another little plug-in because of that
was
silly
snow globe.
Well, and so my mom replaced it with another one last year.
One for Christmas, or did she get me one for my birthday?
It was for Christmas this time, but she was like, "Well, I felt bad that your other one broke," and we were like,
"We didn't.
I know, it was such a shame."
Yeah. Fine with that. Oh no.
I know my mom's listening to this and like, I'll tell you what I would do with it. I'll put it in the window. What, Jess? What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Easily White Christmas.
Okay. That's a good
in
one.
In fact, it was one of the first movies that Jeremy and I connected on.
Oh,
before
right.
we had
yeah.
dated.
That's right.
When we just were friends and that's it.
Yeah.
But it was the first conversation where he actually caught my eye about something more than just, huh.
Yeah.
You know?
This guy's weird.
Well, because he knew that movie better as well as we did, and nobody knows that movie as well as my family does.
Right.
We quote that movie year round. I grew up loving the dancing and the songs and having the CD, and we would drive to Ohio for a soccer tournament and listen to Elton John's CD and Simon Garfunkel's Greatest Hits and the Moody Blues and Chicago and the White Christmas soundtrack.
Nice.
Even if it was June,
what
it didn't matter.
Weird mix.
We'd listen to
cool.
the White Christmas album.
No, that's fine. It's just weird.
And, you know, we just always love the dancing. And every year when mom gets out the china, because she does it up every year, we do china and crystal and the glassware and the Waterford and everything else. You know, at the end, it's, I mean, an hour and a half of hand washing and drying all the china.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we turn
listening.
On the music.
Yeah.
And White Christmas is always in, you know,
that's
the
excellent.
Rolodex of songs that we would pull out and sing. And that's why I think it's
that's
my favorite movie.
As a kid, I never had the patience for White Christmas, Christmas in Connecticut, Bells
in St.
Mary's.
Don't.
Like,
oh, yeah. Those are the ones mom and dad love.
Yeah, Holiday Inn. It's Miracle on 34th Street, like the one with Natalie Wood and Maureen O'Hara.
Yep.
I didn't have patience for those. However, they still were special to me because I'd walk through the living room and mom and dad would be watching.
Yeah, you're connected to memories.
Mom, you know it. 11 in the morning, Christmas Eve, would put on Christmas in Connecticut while she wrapped presents or while she finished
like,
up.
This is when I get to watch it because no one else wants to watch it. Because
she's wrapping presents or she's putting the finishing touches on gifts she's making for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas in Connecticut.
Yep.
You know, it's, you know, one in the afternoon and she's like, you know, I'm about to put on Scrooge. We can watch it now if you want to watch it later.
Yeah.
Or so.
Yeah.
And she puts on Scrooge. She puts on, well, you know, what haven't we watched this season? You know, I want to put on this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So she'll do that stuff. So even though I didn't watch those until I was older and have an appreciation for them now, even though I had no interest as a kid, it's still mom's taking the VHS of White Christmas back with her to go wrap presents
or
Tuesday night. I'm going to stick around in my room because that's when mom and Samantha are watching White Christmas.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's going on out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's still in my peripherals. It's still there, still present. So it's still special.
What is your favorite National Lampoon?
My favorite is White Christmas.
Stealing of Thunder.
So of course,
always a one upper.
I just can't with you.
It's not only is it just, you know, the you know, all of us sharing the same interest. The way you can share the same interest with somebody, like to where you can still have the same, you know, favorite movie. It's more prevalent with Matt and I. Just because, I mean, of course, because we're twins. Newsflash.
Yeah.
Y'all. But to not repeat what Matt said, because everything Matt said, I stand by for the same reasons. I love that movie, and it may be my favorite.
I want to hear something different.
Yeah. I will say I won't say Muppet Christmas Carol because, well, you said Muppet Family Christmas. Muppet Christmas Carol. I'd say to stay within line there, not because It's my favorite take on A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Scrooge is very close behind for different reasons. Yeah. But the music makes me cry.
Yeah,
it's great. Because it's, I could listen to, I could just hum the melody, listen to a few lyrics from certain songs, and I'm like, I have to stop because I'm getting choked up at work because I'm thinking about it. Exactly. Yeah, but so the way that it's told, the way that it's the Muppets' charm, the way they interact with the human characters.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is Scrooge.
So great.
The music of Paul Williams. Yep. Mm-hmm. The way the Muppets sing it. The charm with the Muppets singing it. Yep. The how the story is resolved at the end. The way the Scrooge story is framed. The humor in it.
Yep.
It's Disney's first venture into the Muppets because this is right after Disney acquired the Muppets.
I did a contract with them.
So Muppet Christmas Carol, and it's just one that I can put on, and I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I have the same reactions every year. I get choked up because it's just, it's such a beautiful take on it because it's taking the whimsy and the charm of the Muppets, putting it in with the Dickensian aesthetic, and the same humor of the Muppets. And it also has kind of that early 90s Disney shine on it as well.
That opening.
Exactly.
It's so great.
Is there.
When the drum comes. It's great.
It's so great.
Speaking of Christmas music, and this, we don't have to like stay on it too long, but like. What are your thoughts on, because me personally, I like to stick to the classics when it comes to Christmas music.
Right.
I don't like a whole lot of new Christmas music that comes out. And this is a controversial opinion. I don't like All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I think it's annoying. I'm just kind of done with it.
I do like the memes. Have you seen the Mariah Carey memes? She's defrosting and stuff like that.
Those are great.
They make me smile. Yeah. I don't know.
And on the way over here, we were listening to like Step Into Christmas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like at that time when that came out, that was a current Christmas song. But I think after me personally, I don't really like any Christmas music after like 1970, maybe a few in like the '80s, like Last Christmas is okay. And it's by Wham. But like, do you guys prefer like the classics, or do you have like a favorite Christmas album? I know you guys listen to the White Christmas soundtrack.
You know, we listen to a very eclectic, you know, a variety, playlist of Christmas stuff around the house. You know, we, listen to the Nutcracker CD. Yeah. Jeremy got me that last year for Christmas and I love it. I put it on when I'm cooking dinner tonight and different things. You know, we grew up listening to Beach Boys, you know, different things like that.
Cole.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, I like all of those. I really like the more biblical ones when it gets closer to. I really get choked up at the third verse of O Holy Night.
Yeah.
Because the lyrics are just really, really beautiful and powerful.
Yeah.
But I was just reminded that one of my favorite ones comes from Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Nice.
And I thought of that when he mentioned, oh, you know, my favorite version of A Christmas Carol. I think mine might be the Mickey's one. It's
nostalgic for me. Good.
But that opening song, oh, what a sorry, I'm losing my voice again. But
that's okay.
Oh, what a merry Christmas day. Hear the joyous music play. Bells are ringing, choirs singing. Oh, what a merry Christmas day. He knows it.
Yeah.
It's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
You can cut that out later. I know. I can't sing it all right now. My voice is just done after a week of teaching. But it is. It's very, very nostalgic. And our kids were just in a Christmas show last night. And that's another reason why my voice has disappeared is I was at school for 13 hours yesterday. But
making sure kids hit their marks and all that
stuff. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, they had a whole variety and it just makes you smile.
Yeah.
You know, they had really beautiful ones, Silent Night, Oh Holy Night, but then they also have the really fun ones, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Yeah, of course.
And they have all of those. I love the Mele Kalike Maka.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't not think of Eddie on the diving board,
throwing his towel into the pool. Yeah.
I can't hear that song without thinking of him, but it makes me smile. So I can appreciate you know, the variety of Christmas music that's out there.
Sure.
I'm with you. I'm not a huge fan of people taking classics and putting some spin or really obnoxious riffs on them, or runs, very, very run, you know, runny or run-centered Christmas songs. I'm not necessarily about that. I like the original. Sing it well.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Speaking of runs, I do like when Brian Adams
you got the
says,
runs, you need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Great Christmas aesthetic in there.
Yeah, exactly. Run, run, Rudolph. I like all of
Santa's
the.
Santa's gotta make it to town.
I love when Brian Adams does it. Yeah. And Chuck Berry's is okay, but Brian Adams is like
winner.
It's just
winner.
Yeah, it's just really good. So I will make an exception for Run, Run, Rudolph. Exactly. Well, and you hear a lot of that music from the Christmas movies we watched growing up.
I was just about to say. I think that's where some of the appeal comes from, like certain versions of songs, or maybe the crooner Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's classically been used in Christmas movies, and that's what gets a lot of the play on Christmas or radio stations during Christmas time. It's the crooner stuff. I mean, obviously, there's more. I feel like there's more charm and more warmth, and there's more. And this is what culture has been, is like everything's framed with the crooner's Christmas stuff, just with the prevalence.
Right.
And like that.
The only time I would hear Bing Crosby and Nat King Cole and Harry Connick Jr., the only times I would hear their music was on Christmas.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird to hear them sing other stuff. And I'm like, I just think of Christmas.
I think our love of movies has really tied that into Christmas.
Yeah.
I really love the Home Alone songs. The one he's, you know, taking pictures in the second movie on top of the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And All I Want for Christmas is You.
Exactly.
That song. I love it. You don't ever hear that song on the radio, but that one.
John Williams' score has become like its own Christmas music in its own right.
Oh, you guys, I thought of you last night.
Yeah.
They did Living in My Memories from Candles in the Window.
Yeah, they did.
The entire middle school sang that last night in the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And I about melted at the show at our school.
From Home Alone.
Second one.
Oh, is it from Home
Alone? The second one?
It's in the second one. It's called Living in My Memory.
Yeah.
And they started playing it, and I thought, no way.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I texted my brother. Yeah. I almost texted you guys, but
also
it was so special hearing it.
It's like, oh, baby, it's Christmas
all over.
Like, again. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me all your loving.
Yeah.
From Santa Claus, of course.
That's a Christmas song.
Yeah, it's a very Christmassy
elves
song.
With attitude.
Elves with attitude.
But I love, I was going to say, but also a lot of what we'll hear, obviously, you know, if we indicated our parents watch Turner Classic Movies all the time, obviously what we're going to grow up with is going to be Andy Williams, Perry Como, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin,
Chuck Mangione,
Del
Herb Alpert,
Del Paxton.
Using his toothbrush.
I like it. But we're going to grow up with Bing Crosby. We mentioned him so many times before, but that's because we grew up with
Elvis Christmas.
Like, we've grown up with the stuff from the 40s and the 50s, the late 30s. And, you know, as old, the oldest we would get would be Harry Connick Jr.
Vince Gill.
Yeah. Stuff from the early 90s.
Yeah.
At least stuff that I would continue to choose. Because
Amy Grant.
Because our mom would get that. And they would get, you know, Christmas albums from artists from, like, the 80s who, like, would make Christmas albums, you know, now.
Yeah.
But, like, the Christmas music that we grew up with
are the crooners and are right. Harry Connick Jr.'s yep. When My Heart Finds Christmas. Those yeah. were the CDs we would have playing in the car. Brian yeah. Setzer Orchestra.
Yeah.
The Rosie O'Donnell one. Yeah. Alvin and right. the Chipmunks one.
The Bare Naked Ladies Christmas album is
yeah.
good, too.
It's actually really good. Yeah.
yeah.
So that's what I was curious when you kind of jumped to music was, were there those, and maybe you, I was in the bathroom. Maybe sure. you guys already talked about it, but were there those kind of Paramount Christmas CDs that you would always go to? You know, your Christmas music comes up from wherever, and were those the staple CDs?
Yeah, I love the old crooners. In Ooh. Fact, like, we actually did listen to a lot of that stuff. However, we would not listen to the same old ones. Like, I prefer the crooners that are off the beaten path just mm-hmm. a smidge.
Yeah.
Mel Torme.
I like Mel Torme. Excuse yeah. me just a second.
Not all you music, no, all you me. Audiophiles out there who are big into the crooners. I'm not saying Mel Torme is nobody.
The Velvet yeah. Fog.
Oh, yeah.
The Velvet Fog.
No, but like a lot of people don't listen to Mel Torme. But no, I do like Mel Torme. Like Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Oh, okay.
They, you know, they're, most people don't mm-hmm. know who they are now. But like, I just bought my dad actually a CD by them that had been out of print for years.
Nice.
And I just bought him a Christmas CD of it. It's called That Holiday Feeling. In case anybody wants to buy it, it's on Amazon. $17.99. No,
chill.
I don't know. It's actually, it's really good though, because it's a lot of Christmas classics, but with some like stuff in there that you don't usually hear.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, War Is Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm so sick.
So
of
this
wonderful
is Christmas.
Yeah. And yeah. Wonderful Christmas Time. And I am just so tired of hearing. I'm tired of hearing Last Christmas. No offense. Yeah. It's just on the radio. Feliz Navidad. I'm sick
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
I'm just so sick of the
we
same ones.
We need more John Denver and the Muppets. You know,
yeah.
you know it doesn't get
which
played.
Which is on right now.
Yeah. It is a wonderful yes. Christmas
John
song.
Denver and the Muppets. You know it doesn't get played enough? Someday at Christmas they oh. will
yeah.
be the.
It's true.
See, I do like
I
the song.
Michael
I just,
Jackson.
Yeah.
I do
Shut
like
up.
That song.
Yes. Stevie Wonder's.
But,
yeah.
No, but we would listen to, we had two Andy Williams Christmas albums that we listened to a lot. We had a
John Travolta
Christmas
album.
Hey, I'd buy it.
Ooh, yes. Boy.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'll tell my mom. She'll get it for you in May.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be inside of a snow globe. She'll find one.
I'll just say something offhanded. You know, I really like burlap undies.
Burl Ives greatest hits.
Oh, you know, my mom really likes Burl Ives.
She almost named you Burl.
Burl, yeah.
Burl weed.
Burl weed.
Sounds like something that grows. Yeah. That you need
oh,
weed.
Oh, here's a little Burl weed over yeah. there.
It's Burl weed season.
Jim Nabors' Christmas album.
Golly!
Seriously.
I
love
it.
That Christmas album. I grew up with it. It was great. We had that one. Nat King Cole. Love
that. Of
course.
Yeah.
There was, so my dad... And my grandma, every year, which he told me a little bit about this, but I kind of already knew a little bit of it. But every year, Goodyear would put out a Christmas album,
yes.
a record. They put it on.
Yeah.
And my grandma would go and buy it. They'd go and get it, and they'd play it for all year. And it was all these artists. They do just like a one-off Christmas
yes.
CD. And you cannot find so many of those tracks because they were only on those Goodyear records once ever, not on any other thing, not on any other compilation, and it was great. And so for years they haven't been in print, and so now they're like starting to, you know, thanks to digital media and that kind of thing, like things that have been recorded long ago are now kind of starting to filter out, and you can start to find some of them are starting to become available.
Yeah.
But we listened to that for years and I loved it. It was great because, you know, like Sammy Davis Jr.'s Christmas Time All Over the World, you don't hear that song very often.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
But that kind of, that's what I like. I like the stuff that you don't typically hear on the radio. There's a song by Bing Crosby called Christmas Dinner Country Style.
Uh-huh.
Go listen to it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's kind of goofy.
I think I heard that at Cracker Barrel.
It's great. It's very Bing Crosby. Like, if you like Bing Crosby, it is a very Bing song.
Yeah.
And it is, I love it because it's so schmaltzy and over the top and like, he's leaning really far into his binginess. It's not like that.
Does he whistle in it?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't whistle, but he's kind of like...
It's not the real Bing.
He's calling he does names and he, I don't know. He's just really like, it's upbeat. It's very fast and upbeat, but he's just very, well, Jed pours cider from the tap, you know, he's just like very that kind of like upbeat.
Yeah.
Double time kind of being, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, I love the stuff that you don't hear typically.
Yeah, sure. And definitely, and I am a sucker for Christmas music.
Yeah.
So as soon, like I'm still like, even at the, right at the beginning of November, I'm kind of turning the dial to 102.5 KZK. Yeah. Like, are they playing it? Are they playing it? No. Hey, there we are. November 17th. Yeah. Mark account. Mark the day.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean I don't have frustrations with it, that they play like the same versions of every song every day.
True.
But that's radio. I mean, that's radio stations, but there's still whatever's out in the zeitgeist. I know we keep mentioning the crooners, you know, your Bing Crosby's, Frank Sinatra's, Dean Martin's,
right.
Perry Como's, you know, all of their versions of stuff I love, and that's what I think of. That's what I get excited about when I hear Christmas music.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I keep it on the Christmas radio station because, sure, they keep playing All I Want for Christmas Is You or the Glee version of That Christmas. And then 5 minutes later, they play the Taylor Swift version of That Christmas. And then 10 minutes later, they play the Michael Bublé version of that. Yeah. And like, but the thing is, I still am satisfied when I'm leaving work and I'm getting on the highway to go home and it's the warm opening notes of the Nat King Cole version of the Christmas song, which is my favorite Christmas song.
That's my favorite version of it.
And that is always what's satisfying to me. Like, I like Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I like hearing the dun 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 wham wham, but like the kind of the cheesy late 70s synth of it.
Yeah.
I like, you know, Steppin' a Christmas, the stuff that's not like the quote unquote classics. But it's just, even with the frustrations that people have with Christmas music that I completely understand, it's still those maintains my love for it are every now and then you'll get the, you know, the Carpenters version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the Mel Torme version that plays at the end of Home Alone, or when the wet bandits are being pulled away in Home Alone. There's that movie connection. That's still where my love, if I'm walking around in a mall and I hear that music, that still just adds so much to it for me.
Yeah, and you mentioned when you're flipping the dial on the radio, you're like, all right, November 17th, they're starting, you know, 102.5 is starting to play Christmas music. Things can start to begin. It's similar like when you're watching TV. Things like Christmas commercials when you're a kid. Like the second you catch that first Christmas commercial, it's like, all right, here we go. And Jeremy talked about how he was growing up and we had a similar experience to where our dad would kind of like, it's not December. Like this, but like once Christmas commercials start playing,
it is Christmas.
Yeah. Season. The gears are moving at this point.
Listen, we can't watch Home Alone until December, but you know what? Norelco Razors and Hershey Kisses are showing Christmas time in November 20th.
I love that Hershey Kisses commercial.
The excitement you get when like the M&M's commercial. He does exist.
Yeah. They do exist.
You know, or Christmas time is coming. Christmas time is coming.
Santa Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Like the snowy small town setting and all the Coca-Cola semi trucks are going by.
Yeah, there's YouTube channels that literally have hours of compilations of old Christmas commercials, whether it's from like, you know, local places to like giant brands, and they all have the same like Christmas aesthetic.
Yeah,
they're like just in time for Christmas. Like get them an IBM computer or something. You know, it's like, you know, we watched
You'll love it.
Bob Hope was talking about computers.
Oh man,
and stuff. But it's always like, and then the big one like Folgers. They have like people coming home for Christmas.
Really schmaltzy ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone, the kids are always walking in, and oh, there's Santa. And he's like, shh.
kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's I don't know. It's I love advertisements and commercials. Yep. And I know we were talking about the commercialization of Christmas.
Yeah.
But I mean, all of us grew up with television.
Yeah.
As a kid, and
that's part of the experience.
Know, yeah. Yeah, part of the television experience. I think I almost make a pass. You know, I can kind of roll my eyes at commercials throughout the rest of the year, but I kind of make a pass. Like if
same with Halloween.
Yeah, sometimes right. You know, some things lose a little bit of charm for me. It's like, well, they're not bookended by Christmas commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny you mentioned 102.5 KZK because you know. I was born here in St. Louis. All my extended family was here in St. Louis, but then we moved away.
Right.
And we moved to several states. And, you know, I told you that we lived in several different houses because we moved. Well, every Christmas we'd come back to St. Louis because this is where our family was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we knew last day of school, pack up all of our stuff because we're going to be gone for 2 whole weeks.
Yeah.
And always back home to St. Louis. So I have fond memories of us, one, you know, watching movies in the car on the way back to St. Louis.
I love it.
And the minute we're pulling, you know, we're on Highway 40, it's like then we know that we're getting close when we would be passing. Yes. There's the arch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Passing Highway 40. And we always stayed with my grandma, who lived not too far from here. She lived off of Clayton and 141 area.
Uh-huh.
So whenever we got off of Highway 40.
Farty,
if you're from Missouri.
60 far, farty.
That's right. Yeah. Say farty far.
Farty, farty far.
Washington.
Yeah,
Washington.
And no, as soon as we got off of Highway 40 and we got on a 141, we knew we were within 5 minutes. And after being in the car forever,
yes,
you know, when we lived in Virginia, that's a 12-hour car ride. You know, it's forever away. We knew that we were close. No matter what, we got our car packed full of stuff. We've got the dogs in the back seat. And we turned the movie off. And we'd turn on KZK because we were in the area where we could listen to it.
Yeah.
And it always meant we're close. We're 5 minutes away from grandma's.
Yep.
We're almost home. And it was, I just have very fond and very distinct, clear memories of 141 between Highway 40 and Clayton Road. Yeah. And it's only like a 3-minute stretch.
Yeah.
But all the Christmas lights were lining the highways.
Yeah.
We were always rolling in at 1 a.m. so nobody was on the roads.
Yeah.
There was frost and cold on the windows because it's freezing cold outside. Mm-hmm. But we've had the heat cranked on inside. And the car, for the first time in the whole car ride, is quiet because we turned all the movies off. We turn on KZK. It's low, but we can hear it.
Yes.
And every time we'd hear KZK, well, you know, we were used to, you know, 103.5 something, something else in Tennessee or in Virginia.
Yeah.
But KZK for me was always very homey, nostalgic. Mm-hmm. We're close. We're here. We're in St. Louis and we're back home. And then we would spend 2 weeks, like Jeremy said, getting to see cousins and things, you know, both sides of the family. I have like 20 something first cousins alone.
Jeez.
You know, we have a lot of family members. My mom's 1 of 8. My dad's 1 of 5. So breaking out the china and all those things. For 2 weeks was very nostalgic, and it always started with KZK. Yeah.
There's
for
something about Christmas music coming through radio speakers, because it's not like you have. I mean, now cars have like surround sound quality speakers, but like when you're growing up, and car speakers aren't as good as like stereo speakers.
Right.
There's just something about it in a quiet car, coming in through those while you see Christmas lights.
Yep.
And now. There's houses that sort of, you can recreate that feel because there are certain like neighborhoods that have all these houses and now you have like these choreographed Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it's like there's a sign.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, exactly.
Always, yeah.
It's not anymore to where like you can just drive up and down just through random neighborhoods. Now it's like really nice. Like this is people go to this neighborhood because
to go do this,
because this house has like timed lights where it's like flip to this radio station and the music comes through the radio and usually it's very muffled sounding music as you're watching the lights coordinated to the songs. And I love that stuff because it almost feels like AM radio.
Right.
Like how fuzzy and scratchy it kind of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been to some houses to where like the people that own the house try and do like skits and stuff.
Right.
And it's just not funny.
No. But
it's like just play on, keep with the music.
Yeah.
But I like that you can still capture that. Like you've got the visual of the lights in these insane routines mixed with like the fuzziness of Christmas coming right. through a car radio.
Mm-hmm. Or over the speakers in the mall.
Yeah.
I know you have mentioned yep. the mall yes. a few oh, yeah. times. And yep. Yep. hearing Christmas yep. music over the, you know, the loudspeaker yep. system yes. in the mall is so
that's mm-hmm. very nostalgic
for mm-hmm. me.
Yes. Yep. I'd say that's where my where I find my tolerance with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Because if it's at the mall.
Because it's at the mall, it's fine.
I need a Sparrow slice. Because, yeah. So I definitely, I let's slice. Keep going.
Cheese fries from Charlie's. Because
I feel like there's a lot more. So let's keep going. What we're going to do right now, because we.
Stretch our legs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because it when in October,
yeah.
like we said earlier, there was a lot we could have right. talked about, but we didn't really give ourselves the luxury because it was so late in October.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give us that luxury right now.
Let's
Matt,
do
Matt,
it.
Matt, would you agree that we
I
should
would
do this?
Agree wholeheartedly.
So this is actually because we have a lot more we want to talk about, and I don't want to wait till next year. So
same.
Yeah. So this is the end of part one of our Christmas nostalgia discussion with Jeremy and Jess Weed. As you heard, just to summarize, we talked a lot about feels, you know, the feels, I guess you yeah. could say, more colloquial for a lot yeah. of millennials.
Yeah.
But we talked
it's
about
a trendy internet term.
I was being choked by a millennial.
ghost of a millennial.
Yeah. yeah. But we talked a lot about our, you know, the familial aspects, yeah. a lot of aesthetic, touched on, you know, a few. You know, movie stuff mm-hmm. here and there, music stuff here and there, kind of yeah. internal stuff. But we have a lot more we want to talk about in regard
favorite
to...
Favorite Christmas ornaments.
Oh, sure.
I have a favorite yeah. Christmas ornament. Yeah.
There are so many other ins and outs to Christmas. There's a lot more yeah. that we are realizing
yep.
that we want to talk about.
Favorite Christmas ornaments.
Or, you know, little things like gifts. Ornaments, gifts.
Yeah.
I have hinted at it a couple times so far. I want to talk about the mall.
We have an affinity for the mall in general, but yeah. the mall during Christmas,
yeah, exactly.
get right out of yeah. town.
I'm being a little silly, but I am interested. There's so much more
yeah.
that Jess has to say, Jeremy has written down, and this is the end of part one. So part two will be coming out closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Part one, if you're listening to it now, when it first drops... Thank you for listening.
Yes.
And you will get part two. Hopefully yeah. you enjoyed it and you will get part two.
Yeah. Next week we're going to do something different, but yeah. part two will drop
yeah.
closer to Christmas.
Right. So if you're listening to this, thank you for listening mm-hmm. to part one. Hold tight for part two. If you're listening to this after both parts have dropped,
yeah.
listen to them sequentially.
Yeah.
But thank you all for listening to part one. We'll continue all of this to part two. Until then...
Be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad? We'll see you in part two.